This is Akashwani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The Election Commission has said that West Bengal has recorded highest ever poll participation since independence, with 91.66% poll participation recorded in Phase 2 till 7:45 p.m. EC said in a statement that in Phase 1 of the Assembly elections, the poll participation was 93.19%. The combined poll percentage over the two phases stands at 92.47%. Previously, the highest poll participation in West Bengal was 84.72% in 2011 Assembly elections. Counting of votes for the Assembly elections held in West Bengal, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held on the 4th of next month. Voting for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry was held on the 9th of this month. Polling for all 234 Assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase in West Bengal, covering 152 seats across 16 districts, was held on 23rd of this month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to Ladakh beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that during his visit, he'll be attending the first-ever international exposition of the holy relics of Lord Buddha, commencing on the 1st of May on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. The Home Minister noted that devotees from different parts of the world will offer veneration to the relics of Lord Buddha in the exposition. In a major boost to connectivity and tourism, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will today flag off the extended Srinagar-Katra Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station. The train currently runs between Srinagar and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra and is now being extended up to Jammu Tawi. The train will now operate with 20 coaches instead of 8, which will significantly enhance the capacity, connectivity and comfort. Our correspondent reports that the move is expected to provide a major boost to tourism, enabling more visitors to exploring destinations like Srinagar and nearby attractions. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold bilateral talks with his Italian counterpart Guido Crosetto in New Delhi today. In a statement, the Ministry of Defence said that during the meeting, both leaders will discuss a range of issues related to defence cooperation between the two countries. They are also expected to exchange views on regional and global issues in the context of the evolving security landscape. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare will organise the 10th National Summit on Good and Replicable Practices and Innovations in Public Health Systems in Chandigarh from today. The two-day summit will be inaugurated by Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare, Sri J.P. Nadda. The ministry said that the summit aims at showcasing, recognizing and documenting innovative and impactful practices adopted by states and union territories to address diverse public health challenges. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, has said that India is advancing a roadmap to add 62 vessels in financial year 2026-27, backed by an investment of over 51,000 crore rupees. Chairing a high-level interministerial review meeting regarding the Strait of Hormuz in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Sonowal called for urgent expansion of India's shipping capacity to ensure resilience against external disruptions. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is targeting $2 trillion in total exports by 2030-31, comprising $1 trillion in merchandise exports and service exports each. Chairing a review meeting on plan of action for achieving $2 trillion export target by 2030-31 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal stated that achievement of the target will be based on three key pillars. These include clearly defined and actionable points with timelines, where each sectoral action is assigned to a nodal joint secretary, classified as supply side or demand side, linked to key performance indicators and aligned with short, medium and long-term timelines. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 244 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 249 for 4 in 18.2 overs. Earlier winning the toss, Mumbai Indians stopped it to bat and scored 243 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. At the Asian Beach Games, Indian wrestlers bagged 4 medals comprising 2 gold, a silver and bronze at Sanya in China yesterday, taking the country's overall tally to 6 medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.